I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. When The Wiz opened on Broadway in the 1970s, an all-African-American cast was certainly not the norm. Well, it went on to win 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. And now the Black Rep brings The Wiz to St. Louis to close its 36th season. Later, we're going to talk to Ron Himes about that. And we'll meet 2 members of the cast. We'll also preview Opera Theater of St. Louis's new festival season, which opens tomorrow night, with Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance. Twelfth Night is one of William Shakespeare's most popular comedies, and it's this year's offering from Shakespeare Festival St. Louis, which opens its run tomorrow night under the stars in Forest Park. Rick Deldine is the festival's executive director. He joins us now, along with Kimmy Yeh Corwin, who is a cast member. Welcome to you both.
Hello.
Thank you.
Rick, I understand this is one of your favorites.
It is. It's my favorite Shakespeare play.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How come?
It's, you know, you get to watch... It's about love. It's a love story. And you get to watch all these different shades of love. And you get to watch people.
50 Shades? Well, we
are. I don't know about that. but you get to watch these people do a lot of things that we watch. And we go, no, don't do it that way. Don't do it that way. But ultimately, these people do find each other in the end. And we have a glorious ending. It's a beautiful play.
And you actually, in days gone by, you were in the cast a time or two, weren't you?
Oh, no. How'd you find that out? Yes. This is the third time I've done Twelfth Night, first time to direct it,
uh-huh.
But I've previously been in it.
Wow. Kimmy Yeh, your second season with the festival,
Yes.
Tell me your background.
My background, well, I started off as a dancer, and then I switched over to acting when I was 20, I don't know. but later than most of the people that I went to school with,
uh-huh.
Only slightly later. And then...
Because dancers have a short shelf life.
Yeah,
comparatively.
Well, I knew I wanted to keep performing, but I wasn't sure if it was just in uh-huh. dance. And then I started taking classes and then eventually applied to grad schools and then took it more seriously. And I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. As far as the Shakespeare Festival, I think you were in Hamlet, right? Last time
yes.
you were here?
Yes. Which was a great experience. Bruce Longworth was the director, and Jim Butts was Hamlet, and he was phenomenal. It was really an honor to be up there with him. He's great.
He's very good. Well, Nancy Fowler of The Beacon wrote a piece this week about your festival, and she made the point that this is the festival's 13th season, and she asked the question if that bodes well. So I don't know. Are you suspicious at all?
Am I suspicious? I think it's going to be a fabulous show.
And it's a full moon.
It is a full moon. Yeah.
Oh, my.
You know, the fun about Twelfth Night is that it was a holiday hundreds of years ago that you got to celebrate. And, you know, cakes and ale. And the only rule is the next morning, no questions asked. So we're trying to create a party experience in the park.
Well, yeah, talk a little bit about what that Twelfth Night was all about.
Yeah, you know, well, it was a holiday that it was the one night of the year. It was meant to be a closing of the big holiday season, the Twelfth Night after Christmas celebrations. And the typical characteristic of it was a flipping of the houses. It was the one night of the year that the servants got to live like the masters and the masters served the servants. So you'll see some of those characteristics play out in the play, predominantly through cross-dressing and lower house.
Typical Shakespeare
stuff. Typical Shakespeare, twins, cross-dressing, mistaken identities, love triangles, it's all there.
Uh-huh. I know, what's your experience background in Shakespeare, Kimmy Yeh?
Oh.
I know you've done a lot, or some.
Yeah, I love it. I call it the ballet of theater.
Explain that.
Well, you know, with ballet, there's a lot of form and, I don't know, parameters, I guess. And I feel like the language is balletic. It's got a rhythm and it's...
Mm-hmm.
But then once you... I don't know if anyone ever masters it, but once... Once you find some level of mastery, I think there's a lot of freedom in it. Really, I just started doing it when I went to grad school. And then when I got out of grad school, there was a group that I worked with where we would do small, you know, in a black box theater and just try to throw shows together.
Do you have to be more precise when you're acting in Shakespeare? Because I know from my little experience in acting and other things, sometimes if you mess up lines or forget your lines, you can sort of improvise. It seems like Shakespeare, though, you really have to stick to the script.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? Is
yes.
that more challenging?
No, I think once you get the language in your body, it just makes sense. The rhythms make sense. The
Maybe
sounds.
Maybe it's easier to remember.
I think so. And sometimes you have to speak faster than you think. And you're as one of our coaches on Suzanne Mills said, just start talking and your brain will catch up with you.
Yeah.
So.
You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Rick, what really makes the festival special, I think, is, of course, your outdoor setting in Forest Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't beat it's the best city park in the country, in my opinion. You can't beat it.
It's gorgeous.
We have a lovely setting. And this year, the set of the show has a bit of a different architecture with our audience.
Well, you've always got a great set, so talk about that.
Scott Neal is the designer. He designed Taming of the Shrew 2 years ago. And when I went into the design process, I kept pushing Scott. I kept saying, I just want the Globe. I want the Globe Theater. That's what I want. That's the footprint I want. And I've set the play at the edge of the world, where if you walk forever and forever, you could touch the horizon. And so he's created a set that literally is a 20-foot moon on stage. It's at the edge of the world. Hmm. And he's brought the set that comes out and around the front picnic section. So we've created our own version of a groundling section. So our audience can sit inside the set, and the actors come out and act around them. So it'll be a brand new experience for our audience this year.
Kimmy, you play Viola.
Yes.
Now, Viola has a twin, brother.
Sebastian, yeah.
And you're out to sea. Mm-hmm. Something terrible happens.
Mm-hmm. We get split up.
I mean, the boat sinks, right?
The boat is totally destroyed, and we lose each other, and we both think the other person's dead.
Now, you wash up on shore, and you do what any woman would do in that circumstance.
Sure. Survival, yeah.
Well, what do you do?
I decide, you know what? I'm going to serve the leader of this country, and I'm going to do it as a man. It's just going to be a lot easier that way.
Makes perfect sense. What could you tell us a little bit of what happens then? There's a lot of confusion.
Yes. So the Orsino, the Duke, is in love with a countess, Olivia, and he's asked me to be his liaison and try to woo her for him. But instead, what happens is she ends up falling in love with me. So this is a problem. and then I'm madly in love with the Duke, but I can never reveal myself. So it's a difficult situation I've put myself in.
Uh-huh. Later, your brother turns up.
Yes. And that's the fun part for the audiences, because you see Sebastian kind of early on in the play, and you get to watch and wonder how these two are going to end up seeing each other again.
Mm-hmm. Rick, anything you'd like to say about the cast?
Oh, the cast is excellent. In addition to Kimmy A., Anderson Matthews is playing Malvolio. Oh, he played Polonius for us a few years ago in Hamlet, and he is doing a stunning job.
Yeah.
It's an exceptional cast, and all the actors are playing their own instruments, too. They're creating a whole live music experience.
Speaking of the music, let's talk about that. The first time that you've incorporated live music into your production, and it's music from a local group.
Yeah, Twelfth Night music is such a huge part of this show, so I knew I wanted to have a new experience. So I commissioned a local St. Louis band, the Rats and People Motion Picture Orchestra.
That's a catchy name.
It's a catchy, it rolls off the tongue, to write all the music for the show. And throughout the process, they kept pushing me. They're like, Rick, let's make it live. Let's make it live. And so now, all live music.
And I think one of them actually is on stage, but it's cast members primarily playing the music.
It's
right?
Primarily cast members playing the music, but we wanted a violin sound, so I looked at the composer and I said, you're in the show now. So we got him a costume and he's in the show.
How'd you find this group? They got an interesting start. I think they started just making music for, I guess, local filmmakers who were doing mm-hmm. silent films, and they would do the music for it?
They would find silent films that never got scores, and they would create the scores for them. I was asking around town, we did a big project on Cherokee Street, and I asked my friends, who's an up-and-coming band? Who's fun and hip and cool? And Rats and People kept coming up.
Well, we just want to sample some of their work. And this is the intermission music. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is the song that's going to bring us out of intermission into Act Two. This is called, it's a jam session with the Fool, the clown in the show. Thank you.
And that's the Rats and People Motion Picture Orchestra providing writing the music for the Shakespeare Festival's production of Twelfth Night. I'm surprised it really fits. Maybe I shouldn't be surprised. It sort of sounds Shakespearean.
Yeah. You know, they love using strings, violins, guitars, ukuleles, mandolins. Yeah. They had the sound that I wanted for this show.
A couple of interesting things that you're doing. Something new with the food this year?
Absolutely. You know, the whole experience in the park is about breaking bread together. You know, you're having close to 3,000 people a night, and we have two brand new food partners. The zoo is taking over our day-to-day concessions, and then Butler's Pantry is providing a brand new food experience where on Thursdays and Fridays after we open, people can buy a ticket at our communal dining table, and they'll be able to sit and break bread over a three-course meal, and then have a reserved seat at the festival.
Does the cast get to benefit from this in any way?
Perhaps. No, I don't know. we're warming up back there. So.
Oh, you're busy at the time. Speaking of before the show, you should also mention the green show you do ahead of time.
Yeah, we have a very popular 90-minute show that happens from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. There's a 20-minute version of Twelfth Night for young people, and it's actually performed by our advanced teen group, the Shakespeare Squadron. And there are a variety of roaming performers and jugglers, special entertainment that happened in the hour and a half before the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kimmy Yeh, tell me a little bit about what this has been like for you so far. You've been in rehearsal for a while and just working with your other cast members and this show in particular.
Oh, I'm having a blast. It's a very different role from the last one I had as Ophelia, as Viola. It's a lot more physical. I'm running around a lot, going between houses, interacting with a lot of different characters in the show, and just, you know, really having to dig in and figure out what makes her tick.
So was it challenging to become a man? I always wanted to ask someone that.
yes and no. I mean, challenging, how does this look? You know, I feeling confident in it. But
you're not a big burly person.
No, I'm not. And but it's really fun to do. I enjoy it. Whether I'm achieving it fully, I don't know. But it's really fun to try on and to be treated a different way. Yeah.
Right. Well, we should say we mentioned all the confusion in the plot because of cross-dressing and everything else. But like all good Shakespeare plays, it sort of has I shouldn't say all. But it does have a happy ending. People end up with who they should end up with and live happily ever after and all that,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, for the most part, there are a few people that do end up single in the show. They don't get the one they want. But such is life, yeah. Right?
There's an interesting Rick story about the title of this thing.
Twelfth Night, or What You Will. That's right. Yeah. The play was commissioned for a group of lawyers in Middle Temple Hall in London for the Twelfth Night celebrations. And Shakespeare wanted to call the play What You Will. At the same time, though, there was another very popular play that didn't really survive the test of time. It was also called What You Will. So he said, well, I'll just call it Twelfth Night or What You Will.
And it stuck.
And it stuck.
Shakespeare Festival St. Louis presents Twelfth Night, opening tomorrow, running through June 16th, 8 p.m. every night, except on Tuesdays. Don't forget the green show at 6:30 ahead of time. It all takes place in Forest Park's Shakespeare Glen on Fine Arts Drive, which is just east of Art Hill, I guess, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you'd like a ticket information, 531-9800, 314-531-9800, or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the festival's website. And on a personal note, Rick and Kimmy Yeh, you evidently went to school together. That's how you know each other originally?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we went to school in Providence, Rhode Island at Brown together.
Mm-hmm. And Kimmy, you say you have a background in dance, and you also, I read, teach yoga.
Yes, it's just at the beginning of my teaching career, but trying to get that going.
Mm-hmm. Does that help your acting, do you think?
I think so, yeah. Yes. Just being up in front of people and trying to figure out.
Well, you seem very centered, so I was wondering about
hopefully
that.
Hopefully
that too. Kimmy Yeh Corwin and Rick Dildine, the Shakespeare Festival of St. Louis, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Opera Theater of St. Louis opens a new season, and later, the Black Rep puts on The Wiz. This is St. Louis Public Radio.